Thank you. And again, hello, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge here, along with you from Valentine, Nebraska, for the good stuff. Cattlemen and women, mark the date coming up today at noon Mountain Time. That's at Faith Livestock Auction for Slutton Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale. 115 bulls featuring Man in Black. That's noon, February 12th, today at Faith Livestock Auction.
And Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. We are dedicated to making your ranch life simpler and more prosperous. Visit tsln.com to find out more. Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field.
Kim, we have a couple of rules for spiritual wisdom, which we started here on Friday.
Oh, I liked those.
A couple of those left, so I thought maybe we probably should get back to some of those and finish that list.
That's right. It's all right to sit on your pity pot every now and again. Just be sure to flush when you are done.
All right. Surviving and living your life successfully requires courage. The goals and dreams you're seeking require courage and risk-taking. Learn from the turtle. It only makes progress when it sticks out its neck.
That's right. And to wrap it up, more spiritual wisdom. Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are.
I don't know the author on that, but it's Spiritual Wisdom, 12 Rules for Spiritual Wisdom here on The Good Stuff.
And that is good stuff, very much. Okay, let's have a poem. This is by Tina Burke Willis. She wrote it in 1985, a year after the 1984 blizzard. She was living on Cow Creek north of Douglas, Wyoming. She wrote it for one old lump-jawed cow that fought Mother Nature and never gave up. We welcome the storm as a sure sign of spring. Green hills follow a late April snow, but death came on the wind as it howled from the north, a worst blizzard ever to know. For 3 days, the cows fought against it until the hair was beat from their hide. Backs humped up and covered with ice, they suffered there, side by side. They stood with their backs against the barrage, protecting their young best as they could. The rain turned to snow, then the snow into drifts. The calves began to drop where they should. The fence held the cows for the first couple days as the storm came in waves like the tide. By then, the lead had been pushed to the ground, and they perished there, side by side. The cows moved out from in front of the wind. Blindly, they fought from the blast. Each fence line and cut bank for miles and miles claimed the ones who gave up last. When the storm finally broke, we followed their tracks for a 10-mile stretch, and I cried. Back down that trail, we brought them home, a few cows, a few calves, side by side. We spent long hours horseback and many on foot, looking for just one more cow left alive. The loss was shared by our neighbors and friends, how we prayed that we would all survive. Calves lost their mamas and mamas their calves. Together we tried to pair up a few, but some cows wouldn't claim their very own calf and the next cow would leave, taking two. The 24 hours all ran together. I tried to forget the good cows that died. I walked miles with God, with my dog at my heels, until we'd collapse, side by side. The hills did become green, and spring did return. The pain and snow melted away. We mixed milk for calves in 5-gallon buckets, and I found more faith every day. The need to hold on, to go on, to live, became part of my summer routine, and I was reminded one more time of this in the fall when it came time to wean. One old black cow with a lump on her jaw knew what it took to survive. She nuzzled her calf and an orphan she'd claimed as they nursed her, side by side. Again, Tina Willis, and that was from the blizzard of 1984. It reminds me of the blizzard of, I think it was 1974. It would have been 10 years earlier. I was in high school, and that was a mess, too. Very much like this.
We're dating ourselves now.
I think that we are. Well, of course, I was just a wee one.
Leaving you today with something from Mother Teresa. People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you're honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway. If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. But give your best anyway. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them. Anyway, on the good stuff.